Well, welcome, team, to another edition of our Gene Seek Connections podcast. And we are going to do a two-part series where we have the privilege of gaining some insights from our guests, who are Tim, Tom, and Niraj. And I have my co-host here, Amy, to start us off on our first topic. So, Amy, take it away.
Love it. Thank you, Anthony, for kicking us off. Team, thank you all for being here. We're looking forward to the discussion. So let's go ahead and just dive right on in, and let's talk about a couple of themes here: focus and change. So for those on the line here, what should our departments expect over the next 2 months? What are some things that we should be looking forward to and preparing for? Tom, why don't you go ahead and kick us off on this one?
Excellent. Well, you know, we just had our update from the town hall here in USAC, but I think any of the global teams that are listening, right, it's our opportunity for a couple things to happen. One is we've got a little project called Project Ribeye in the divestiture. So there's a lot of us working on, you know, what I'd say, other things that are outside of normal day-to-day business. So, you know, what we should expect is there's continued progress on what we're working to make sure that we have a successful transition over to Zoetis, right? And all those things that go with that process. The other thing is, you know, for the commercial teams, right, we've got our first quarter. We need to perform and continue performing first quarter all the way through second quarter like nothing changes. So everybody is working on getting their FY27 objectives and goals. We're implementing, you know, sales planning, and just like we would normally do, traveling around, covering the shows, and some of those being in front of customer events are really important. And so, you know, it's more or less, I wouldn't say business is normal. It's our opportunity to, you know, I challenge the teams, be in front of customers, right? Don't be missing, especially in this time of transition. It's really important to be there. So, you know, in terms of the marketing teams, and product innovation, and, you know, Dr. Kirk, I mean, we're continuing on product training, we're continuing work on the product portfolios and continue with business and drive the business. So, I mean, I'll hand it over to Tim. Maybe you give a little update from your perspective.
Yeah, no, thank you, Tom. I think you said it well. I think first and foremost, we need to make sure that we're taking care of our day-to-day, making sure that we're continuing to take care of the customers that keep us going, but also keep taking care of each other, right? Making sure that we have, you know, we don't lose sight of where we're going, what we're here for every day. There's a lot of distractions going on. I think there's good opportunity going forward, and that can become a distraction. But let's make sure that we continue to execute and keep moving forward.
Very wise words. Niraj, anything to add?
Yeah, I think as Tim and Tom said, the focus needs to be on keeping and driving our customer success. And I think Zoetis has continued to reaffirm that, you know, the two main success criteria for the transition is business continuity for customers and ensuring our colleagues have everything they need from their tools and resources, that all of us need to be successful. And as Tom said, we talked about the USAC town hall, we had a fantastic year across the globe to drive that success, a challenging time. And, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. It's going to be busy, but it's exciting to really drive that into the growth areas that we want to move to.
Awesome. Thank you. It all is very exciting. Thank you for the great insights there. Anthony, I'll hand it over to you for this next one.
Yeah. So, Tim, you kind of touched on this around, you know, and everybody else as well, around our key priorities are always top two, or focus on taking care of the customer and taking care of each other. What are some of maybe the more departmental specific priorities that your teams are focused on now, starting with you, Tim?
Sure. Thanks, Anthony. So I think the big thing that me and my team are focused on are making sure stability across systems, you know, whether that's LIMS, whether that's genomics or various reporting systems, just making sure that those continue to operate as effectively as they have, or if not better. You know, especially as we've come off a couple big releases, whether that's Identity V4 or Planting Trees more recently with some of the changes in lab operations and those workflows. It's about making sure that, you know, big releases like that, we're still able to maintain that stability. We are also spending quite a bit of time with Zoetis and planning to make sure that we can have seamless transitions, particularly with the ERPs. That's going to be the big change on day one. Solomon is essentially going away. We'll still have access to it. We'll still be able to get what we need from it, but we will be transitioning to SAP on day one. And so there's a lot of changes there that we need to make sure that we're ready for. And the team is on both sides is really dedicated to make sure that happens.
Awesome. So yeah, no shortage of work to do, I'm sure. And Niraj, how do the priorities for your team align similarly to Tim's, and where are the key differences?
Yeah, the SAP transition takes up a lot of time, right? We have to make sure all parts of our business is moving over. In addition to that, you know, that there are a couple of really key drivers that's going to help the business both short term and long term that the tech dev team especially is working on, which is transition and consolidating the number of technology platforms we use. You know, we continue to move more and more tests to sequencing, and you know that there's a lot of great work being done by that tech dev team to increase the amount of tests that we can keep moving to sequencing and Illumina arrays as sort of the two primary platforms. And the other exciting part within the tech dev team is we're very thoroughly ensuring that we can transition from the Illumina XT chemistry, which is 96 samples per chip, to the EX chemistry, which has 192 samples per chip, because it will help us really grow and expand our capacity while also making sure that we become more efficient just from the total time it takes to process samples. So it's a lot of work for that team to really be very, very comprehensive and thorough before we move that into a production phase where it doesn't have an impact to our customers. But there's really good work going on there. And then on the lab operations side, I mean, across the board, you know, the focus is consistency in our service levels, right? How do we ensure that we reduce the long tail? How do we make sure that we're really thorough in our setup of new customers, new products, new processes to ensure that, you know, we can deliver consistently and reduce that any friction to our customer experience? And that's been a key focus. And, you know, one of the things we do on a monthly basis is track percent on time delivery across each of our labs, you know, and we continue to see improvements on that across the board.
Thanks, Niraj. Yeah, and it's great to hear about all these steps that we're doing to turn DNA into data from, you know, ops through IT. Tom, how does that measure up and align with our commercial team's goals?
Well, it aligns great because, you know, at the end of the day, we need to have, you know, all the things to run smoothly, as we say, inside the black box, right? Because the customers, you know, they send a sample and it takes, you know, they're looking at turnaround time and then quality back, right? So, you know, aligns around what those, you know, the commercial team's objectives are is A, you know, technology adoption, right? Continue to adopt and implement it. And then the second piece is how do we continue to drive on, you know, the pieces that we have launched, right? Just because we launched Identity Upgrade, you know, it's not that we don't stop talking about it. We got to continue that energy and then driving those campaigns around Identity in the commercial space. And then another one is the competitive positioning, you know, especially in our B2B business, right? So the breed associations, the competitors that are up against us, it's tough being the leader, Anthony, but we've got to maintain, you know, the charisma and keep focusing on those customers to do some things different or outside the box. Then you've got competitors coming in with, you know, cheap genotyping platforms that at the end of the day, we do a lot more for our customers and we need to continue to call that out. So I think it's, you know, the overall process of alignment with goals and objectives to ultimately take care of the customer, drive adoption of new business, right? Don't lose anyone that you got today. And then the last piece is right is around some of the communications that we've got to continue sending, not only internally, but externally through our customers, and make sure that they can know that we're here to continue to support them through the divestiture.
All great stuff. And thank you all for spelling out the priorities, and it's great to see the alignment among the teams. It really helps us drive success and stay unified in our approach. So, Amy, I'll turn it over to you to cover off on our next topic.
Perfect. Sounds great. So, team, every transition, of course, comes with its own challenges, but what's helping your teams to stay focused and successful? Tim, I'm going to go ahead and throw it to you first. Do you have some thoughts on this you could share?
Yeah. So I think that my teams in particular have really been able to come together, you know, in a not so easy time over the last couple of years, last few years, just with some of the limited resourcing and not necessarily being able to do or get to all the things that we really want to do. So I think of things like, the CX project, which we touched on and we continually nibble at, but we've never really been able to wholeheartedly and earnestly get after, things like that can really make a large difference for the business, but also for our customers and our internal partners. So to a certain degree, I think it's the opportunity and looking forward to be able to grasp more of that. Zoetis has shown, and some of the things that they have in place will give us a little bit more opportunity to do some of those things. And I think, you know, just that chance or that, I'm trying to think of the best way to put this, but the chance to be able to achieve that is really great.
Absolutely. Well, congrats to the team on all the great work that's being done and the good work that is to come. Tom, would you like to talk a little bit from the commercial side and, you know, amid some challenges and, of course, opportunities, how are you helping the team to stay focused and what thoughts might you have there to share?
Well, I think I'm pretty blessed. I mean, we've got I think we've had the agility to take on this challenge pretty aggressively from a global perspective, right? I mean, the teams that we know that there's other actions and items and task lists that need to be done. We've tried not to put everybody in working on those pieces, right? So we've got specific work function teams so that we try not to disrupt, the overall commercial business that just continues to chug along, right? And we'll look at those performance metrics from that standpoint. But I mean, this is a call out for, you know, everybody that's part of the genomics business is, you know, we've accepted the challenge. We had a great performance for FY26. We're continuing to perform into the first quarter of FY27. And it's just us, how do we take care of each other around, you know, we talked about the, you know, as in football/soccer, in the FIFA World Cup on Wednesday's town hall here in USAC. But at the end of the day, it takes a team to win. And, I'll call it out. We're all navigating the field and we're getting some goals. I would say everybody's better than Messi right now.
Very well said. Well, we couldn't have a better team. So kudos to everybody. Niraj, do you have anything you'd like to add about focus and success for your team and some tips you might like to share there?
Yeah, I'll add on to Tom's comments, right? I think we have a fantastic team. One of our biggest strengths, and it's, you know, not just now, it always has been, is we have really, really fantastic problem solvers. And, you know, it's great to see that through this long, drawn-out process, you know, we've continued our sort of, it comes with its challenges, and it's not been easy through that process, but people continue to solve problems effectively and efficiently and come together to make sure that we're supporting both each other and our customers through that process. So it's been tough for how long it has been, But teams continue to, and leadership teams continue to come together and make sure that everybody's staying together through that workflow and through that process. And it's exciting to see, and let's keep it up.
Awesome. The endeavor to persevere. Well, thank you all for your great insights there. Anthony, I'll go ahead and hand it over to you.
Well, thanks, team, for joining this episode where we talked about focusing on change and winning in an ever-changing environment. And stay tuned for episode 2, where we'll be talking about some of the team's recognition wins for the past fiscal year. Thank you all.